Richard Hernandez is thinking about voting for Donald Trump. He's in his 60s with a white beard and a wry, shy smile. He grew up in Pico Rivera, a mostly Latino suburb just outside of Los Angeles. But for the past 2 years, Hernandez has been homeless. And while he doesn't follow politics too closely, he has started doing a bit of research on the candidates. He doesn't like some of the things Trump has been saying about Latinos and immigrants, but...
He is a businessman, and he's good at what he does. So as far as the economy and things like that, I think he would probably would do a good job.
Hernandez was one of about 10 men sitting in a semicircle of folding chairs inside a downtown Los Angeles storefront last week. They were all waiting for work. The storefront is one of the day laborer job centers run by a community organization called ADEPSCA. ADEPSCA helps organize, educate, and advocate for low-wage immigrant workers. The downtown job center is a single room with carpeted floors and walls papered with printout notices and colorful flyers. No entries after 9 a.m., one warns, in English and in Spanish. ADEPSCA executive director Megan Ortiz sits across from the men in her own folding chair, facilitating a discussion, in Spanish, about politics. She wanted to talk politics, in part, because she knows it's not always on the workers' radar.
The political reality and political theater, even if you will, of what election time is and electoral politics is super far removed from the day-to-day reality of a day laborer or household worker who's really just hustling to figure out where they're going to get their next job, to get their next meal so that they can have a place to sleep.
For Elias, that's certainly true. He was also at the center that morning last week. Unlike Hernandez, who's a citizen, Elias is an undocumented immigrant who first came to the United States from Mexico about 18 years ago. He asked that we use only his first name. Elias says he's in the United States for economic reasons, to send money back home to his parents. He doesn't follow politics much. Most undocumented immigrants don't, he says.
I think more about looking for work than anything else.
Still, Elias has heard some things about the election. He's heard Trump's controversial comments about Mexican immigrants, and he knows about Trump's proposal to build a wall between the United States and Mexico to keep out undocumented immigrants. But he's not too worked up about it. Words are just words, he says. Elias can't vote, but if he could, he says he'd probably vote for Hillary Clinton, the likely Democratic nominee. It's about time a woman has the chance to be president, he says.
And then, yes, on a bigger scale.
Ortiz says that although Elias and other undocumented immigrants can't vote, this election is important for them, too. This month, the Supreme Court is expected to rule on the constitutionality of the twin immigration programs President Obama announced in 2014, generally referred to as DAPA and DACA for their acronyms. DAPA and DACA would protect some immigrant families from deportation. But even if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the legislation, Ortiz says, some undocumented immigrants would still be worried about signing up for the programs.
Real fear that with DACA and DAPA and not knowing who's going to be the next president, that applying for these programs without could essentially be giving almost a map of where the undocumented are and doing essentially reporting to deporting.
And then Ortiz says, there are all the other issues migrant workers are worried about that have nothing to do with immigration, but are central to this election. Jobs, the economy, social issues, trustworthiness.
Most Latinos vote Democrat.
As for Hernandez, he still hasn't made up his mind about who to vote for. He's thinking about Trump, but he might vote for Clinton, too. She's a hard lady, he says, approvingly. And he hasn't even begun researching Bernie Sanders, who's still vying for the Democratic nomination.
I've got to find out about him. He might be better than both of them. Yeah, could be.
For Radio France International, I'm Carla Green in Los Angeles.